If you've ever been to St. Peter's in Rome, it's an amazing thing when you walk into the Basilica and you turn to your right, the Pietà is there. And right next to it is the chapel of St. John Paul II with the relics of the saint there under the altar. And so on this All Souls Day, this amazing work of art came to mind because I think it says something to us about the relationship between the soul and the body. Here, Michelangelo, when he created the Pietà at the age of 23 and 24, depicts our Blessed Mother enfolding in her maternal embrace the crucified and dead body of her son. And what is so striking about the Pietà is its detail. From this huge marble slab, Michelangelo was able to shape and give form from this huge piece of rock to what is one of the most remarkable sculptures in the world. When you're before the Pietà, you want to worship Jesus, and you want to truly venerate and honor our Blessed Mother. Because you see, with the Pietà, there's no way to separate the marble from the image. They are intricately joined together. This is just like the relationship that we have between our soul and our body. There are many people today who say we are merely a body. That's it. We call that materialism. And this is the predominant worldview of the vast majority of Calgarians today. Or we're kind of just a soul, but the body doesn't really matter. That's kind of New Age spiritualism. It's always existed, materialism or this kind of spiritualism, but that is not the Catholic understanding. This is the Catholic understanding, the intricate interweaving of body and soul together. And the wonderful thing about what it is to be human is that through these physical bodies, our soul is animated. To know that we are these creatures whose bodies and souls are intricately interrelated allows us to discover that in the present, these bodies have a dignity because we know our soul's destiny. Our bodies have a dignity because we know our soul's destiny. And this is at the very heart of that reading from Isaiah. In the Bible, whenever a mountain is mentioned, this is always important because it is on a mountain that we experience a manifestation of God. And I love the mountain, Mount Zion, as it's depicted here in Isaiah 25. Let me just read part of it again. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. This is soul food. This is a banquet meant for all peoples. Wine so smooth, meat so succulent, that God will be the cordon bleu chef. He will inspire Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliver. They're going to want to come and learn to cook at God's table. That's the image. That's the mountain. This is the destiny of God's people. The point is, of course, clear. We will share with God in a feast unlike any we have ever imagined. This is our future destiny. But Isaiah also understands how it is we discover our present dignity. Listen to another part of our text. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Two tablecloths, the tablecloth in the banquet hall of God. The second cloth is the shroud that covers all of the nations. And we have to appreciate and understand that in the present context, there is this shroud that is kind of like, well, it's kind of like a dark day in November. I came from the airport this morning and there was a thick fog. It was hard to see. And living in this world is kind of like that. But when we have an understanding of our present dignity, we appreciate that God is doing something. Something similar to what happened to the Pietà. Do you know that in May of 1972, a man by the name of Laszlo Toth tried to destroy the Pietà, and it had to be restored after this act of vandalism? Well, so too with us. Because we're living in this world, that something happens to our souls, something happens to our bodies, where we experience, so to speak, a kind of vandalism, that they become disformed, disfigured. And the beautiful thing about our Catholic faith is the gift that we have of understanding that as we walk through this life in relationship with Jesus, more and more the shroud, the veil can be lifted so that we can see clearly. And we understand what the prophet said at the end of today's reading. It will be said on that day. What day? The day of God's banquet. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And in that passage too, it speaks about how God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. This is our destiny, but we have to wait for it now. And not only do we have to wait for it now, but for many of us, after death, there will also be that purgatorial waiting. For you see, we heard in that passage from the book of Revelation that our deeds will follow us. And thanks be to God that we have a Savior who forgives our sin. Every good deed that follows us will accompany us to heaven. But every part of our soul that has been deformed, that has not yet been restored, that's part of what purgatory is for. And one of the things I like to think about is that image of God wiping away every tear from our eyes. I think that that will be part of the purgatorial suffering, grief, and healing. That God will look at every area of our life. We will bring that before him. And through healing tears, we will be made perfect. Please remember your dignity. It's like that. Please remember that your destiny is something you taste every time you come to this table, to the altar. And may we on this day and through the month of November be invited to pray for our beloved dead, that they are being made perfect so as to enter into the fullness of the beatific vision. For you see, God is an even greater artist than Michelangelo, and God's chisel is so exact that each one of us will ultimately be a work of art that's not in stone, but is truly alive. That is your destiny. So live out your current dignity.